Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question. My mother-in-law was severely injured in a motor vehicle accident. She is currently 7 weeks post-accident and has regained her cognition. However, she continues to be in a disoriented state. She lacks insight into her current situation. I have two questions for you. I hope you can advise. The first question. Is the medication Lexapro, an antidepressant, safe for a patient with a traumatic brain injury? Second question, a friend recommended the HOPE formula for her nutrition as a way to improve her health. Do you have any information about this diet? Is it safe and effective for improving her brain health? Answer. Two great questions. First off, I feel in a certain sense what you're asking is, does nutrition affect brain recovery and does nutrition affect mood? In addition, you're also asking about specific medications and their safety for a patient who has sustained a traumatic brain injury. So, to start, yes, nutrition affects our overall health, not just our vitamin and mineral status in our body, but also how everything else in our body functions, whether it's our brain, heart, muscles, voice, and anything else you can think of. When we eat food, the important parts of our food get digested and absorbed into our bloodstream and carried to the various places in our body that are requiring whatever specific vitamin, minerals, and protein were in the body. Therefore, food and nutrition affects all parts of our body. Of note, after a brain injury, especially a severe brain injury, a patient is burning a lot of calories and needs a lot more nutrition, especially protein, than compared to someone who has not had a brain injury. Oftentimes in the hospital and in a rehab center, a dietitian will work with a patient to maximize and calculate the right exact needs a patient has. Patients who are larger, patients who are smaller, whether it's height or girth or age, all need specific types of a diet individualized for them. For example, someone has diabetes or has kidney disease, one needs to watch certain things in their diet as compared to someone who has no past medical history. Therefore, working with a dietitian is very, very important. Regarding antidepressant medications, one should first know that in our gut, in our stomach areas, we also have neurochemicals such as serotonin and dopamine. Therefore, one has to realize that our stomach and our brain health are connected. Nutrition is key. There's an old saying that one kind of gets queasy in their stomach when they get nervous. And that's because the neurochemicals that are in our brain are also in our stomach, and therefore when we feel nervous, which is a thought reaction to certain situations, we may feel it in our stomach as well. Hence showing the connection between the brain, the mind, and the gut. We also know that pain medications, which play on neurochemicals, also can cause constipation. And a lot of patients after a severe brain injury are receiving certain pain medications that can cause constipation. So that's why as one gets further and further from their injury, one slowly starts decreasing those pain medications because they likely don't need the same doses when they were first on all these medications for their pain. And one needs to be mindful of constipation and keep those bowels moving. And so specifically to your question about Lexapro, also generically known as escitalopram, this is a SSRI, meaning it helps increase serotonin in the body. So in general, there are research studies that show that starting antidepressants early on in the course of a brain injury helps to prevent depression later on in the brain injury, especially as someone regains insight into their new condition and might feel challenged that they're not able to do everything they did prior to their brain injury. There are many types of antidepressants. Some are good just for improving mood or anxiety. Other antidepressants are also good for, say, helping with mood and sleep, or mood, eating, and sleep, or helping with mood and motivation. So there are a variety of kinds of antidepressants, and one needs to specifically talk with their doctor about which one might be the best one to start, as some can affect heart rate as well, or other aspects of the body. So using an antidepressant has to be looked at in the overall milieu or setting of what's going on in a patient at the time of the brain injury, in addition to the other conditions that a patient may have. Regarding the HOPE formula, I had not previously heard of this specific diet and did a quick research on the internet about this. It was developed by someone named Brenda Watson. HOPE, H-O-P-E, stands for H for high fiber, O for omega-3s, which is a fatty acid. A lot of people take fish oil to get omega-3s, although it's also in, say, chia seeds or flaxseed. P is for probiotic, and E is for enzymes related to digestive enzymes. So going back to the idea about pain medicine and constipation, high fiber can help one's bowel keep moving healthily and normally. Realize one needs water for any sort of bowel medication or increased fiber because the gut will pull water into it to help with the bowel movement. Omega-3s have been found at higher dosages to help decrease inflammation in the brain. So the brain is oftentimes quote-unquote inflamed after a brain injury. So the thought is that omega-3s can help decrease the inflammation. One must realize that omega-3s can also cause thinning of the blood. So if one had a brain bleed, one has to be mindful of new bleeds. So again, whether to start omega-3s or not is a question for the doctor taking care of the patient and understanding what else is going on in the bigger picture, in the bigger realm of the patient. Probiotics, not a bad thing, especially if someone's received a lot of antibiotics. It may help some with keeping the overall nature, or what we call flora, the whole kind of quote-unquote ecosystem of the gut, well-balanced. And enzymes will also help for that. So without going into the specifics of how this HOPE diet works, the aspects of it don't seem that terrible. But again, one also needs a high amount of protein. And so it is best to work with your dietitian to help determine what the best diet is. And consulting with your physician to make sure that the proper diet is part of a larger picture of treating the patient properly. So in conclusion, our mind and our stomach are highly related. One needs to have proper nutrition to properly recover, both physically and mentally. And once someone is on that proper diet and everything is well balanced, one will hopefully get a person into a state where their heart or their emotions are doing well, which leads to the saying that though oftentimes the way to a person's heart is through their stomach. So that therefore connects the mind, the brain, the stomach, the heart, and therefore all these aspects we've just been talking about needs to be reviewed by the patient's doctor so that there's a proper balance of everything, so that a person can continue to recover properly after their traumatic brain injury. That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.